media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Doing?
Yeah, I'm good. A 1-1 week of a couple of home games for you guys. A really impressive victory over UNCW, 96-76, where you guys shot the ball awful well, and then an incredible battle between the Pride and Charleston on Saturday. I know it's a little disappointing for you coming up short, but quite the game. Just give me your view on those two games last week.
Yeah, we had a little stretch there against Wilmington where we made a couple and they missed a couple, and we created a little bit of space, and that we were able to hold on to the lead and keep pace there. So, good to get that one, and because we play them, this has happened a lot this year in this league. We play them again right away. So, they play them twice in like 9 days, which I don't know if anybody likes it, but a lot of people are doing it. So, that was that game, and then Charleston was just a heck of a game, just a really, really good college basketball game. The Hofstra fans would say if it was 6 seconds longer, we'd have won, but it wasn't, they find a way of getting their matchup to work in their favor, and made a big bucket at the end. Justin Wright Foreman, who's been just incredible this year, just incredible, made a big shot to put us up one with 16 seconds to go, and they answered it. So, heck of a game. One of those games where you're playoff feeling, playoff atmosphere. You're still staring at the ceiling after that one, but we all go through it. It's what we sign up for.
Yeah, I was going to say it certainly had the feel of a championship game with three of the marquee guys in our league, hitting big shots with Chile and then Justin's and then Brantley down the stretch. And that's the second game with Charleston that you guys have had that has really gone down to the wire. What do you think? You guys have some contrasting styles, but what do you think has made those matchups so good between the two of you?
Oh, I don't know. I think just two good teams that in a healthy way, enjoy playing against each other and brings the best out of both teams, and real competitive, and two good games, two good teams.
Yeah. We're here with Hofstra head coach Joe Mihalik. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We have one in queue if you'll get that for us, Sonia.
Your first question comes from the line of Alex Riley. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach. I'm just chatting with all the head coaches this morning. Wanted to see if there was any punitive stuff that comes from you when a player gets a technical foul. Do they have to do anything extra at practice or not start the next game, anything like that? Do you guys have any policy in place for that type of stuff?
Well, no, we just go case by case, and deal with it on an individual basis. I mean, I think what's going on here is good and it's bad. It's good that there's an effort to for good sportsmanship. It's good that if you want to use the expression, that there's an effort to clean it up. But it's dangerous too, because I don't know if the answer is to just quickly call two technicals on each team, and that's what's happening. Like I've instructed our guys to walk away, and that didn't work twice. So if something was said to one of our guys, he walked away, and the referee just said no tech on each guy. And I said, what did he say? And there was no answer, and I did a little homework on it, and my guy didn't say anything, and I had to take him out of the game in a big, big game. In fact, it was a game at Charleston, and he's out of the game for a few minutes, and everybody's going to walk off the floor saying, well, we did what we were supposed to do. We just kept calling technicals. So it's good and it's bad. It's good and it's bad. I really appreciate and understand the reasoning behind it, but it's a little dangerous to just keep calling double technicals.
Do you feel like they're calling technicals, either doubles or singles or whatever, now a little bit more than maybe they have in the past?
Well, yeah, and if there's a reason to do that, I support it. I support it. I think there was a feeling that it was getting to where there was too much nonsense going on out there. So, I support cleaning up the nonsense. I really do. But let's just make sure that's what we're doing. It's just easy thing to do is just keep calling double technicals.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Joe, a big week for Eli Pemberton, 27 points in the game against UNCW and 20 against Charleston. But the thing that jumped out at me, he gets to the foul line 22 times in those games. And do you see with him, or is it something that you've asked more of an emphasis for him to get to the basket and draw more fouls, or is just the kind of the way those two games went?
All we've asked him to do is just not think too much. I mean, he's such a good kid. He just overthinks things. He just thinks too much. He just overanalyzes, and he just we said just go out there and play. If you can go grab a rebound, grab a rebound. If you can drive it, drive it. But just play and let the game come to you. And when he does that, I think that's what happens when he hits a spin off. What happens when he just kind of plays and doesn't think too much? I think he thinks a little too much about. He overthinks the game.
And also a solid week from Kenny Warmley, a couple of back-to-back double-figure games. He's a guy that started for you earlier in the year and now coming off the bench. When he's playing that way, how does he help you from a depth perspective?
Well, I mean, you kind of answered your own question. When he's playing that way, he gives us some depth. And that's good at this time of the year. Happy for Kenny. He did struggle earlier. For a lot of different reasons, but I think he's feeling good about himself. He's playing with some confidence, and that's coming at the right time for us.
Your team heads out on the road at Elon and at UNCW, and a place where you guys have had some success, 4-2 on the road in conference play this season. I know you fell to Elon at home earlier this season. Just talk about what you'll need to do differently and some of the challenges of playing against Elon.
Well, you know, two teams that really have a home court advantage. There's not many teams in the league that have that. Those two do. Wilmington does. They're probably the best, and Elon does. So, you know, it's going to be a battle. I mean, you know, we're going to have to play at a higher level than we played before. We're going to have to play better than we've played. And, you know, two teams that can beat anybody. Both teams can beat anybody in this league, and they've proved it.
All right, Joe. Thanks, as always, for taking time with us this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great week.
All right, thank you. You too.